we have to learn the American system in terms of service delivery in local authorities. We are spending the first 3 days in Washington, D.C., hosted by the State Department. Then we will move on to Baltimore County, bit of a rural district, a rural council for a day. And then we go to Missouri, spend 3 days, and then Chicago, another 3 days, and back to Washington. So all the way we're visiting different local authorities.
What are some of the challenges that you face as local authorities in Zimbabwe that you are hoping to find solutions for while visiting the U.S.?
Well, I think the biggest challenge in Zimbabwe is infrastructure renewal for all local authorities, be it roads, be it sewer, be it water, anything really. The deterioration of the infrastructure had gone way beyond, and the renewal of that is quite costly. And we need resources to finance capital equipment and the renewal of this infrastructure. I think those are the main challenges we are facing, and we want to see how the cities and local authorities here go about managing their finances in terms of this service.
You have just been visiting Baltimore County. What would you say you learned from today's visit that's going to benefit you when you get back to Zimbabwe?
They put a lot of emphasis on planning, very long term. You know, things don't just happen here. It's a long term plan, and I think we need to do that. There's got to be continuity in terms of our planning as well. Much as people can come and go, we need to learn a lot. And also, we've learned a lot of their issues that way back. You know, they keep a lot of history and they'll tell you how this thing started, and we found that quite interesting, and I think it will also benefit us as we plan for our cities in Zimbabwe.